Thank you for holding. Is this Jonathan?
Right.
Hi, Jonathan. My name's Jonathan as well, actually. I go by John.
There you go.
How you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
It's been a busy morning, but good problems.
There you go.
I'm blessed and highly favored, for sure. I understand that you were having a conversation with my representative here, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line mainly to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, not currently. I mean, I was just kind of interested in the pricing and kind of go from there. I mean, we've had our own issues with Google, just the verification. I mean, I think we're officially verified, but I spent about 20 hours on the phone with Google trying to get verified. Yes.
Yeah.
And I kind of wrote off Google at that point. I mean, you can't completely write off Google, but we've done our own sponsored stuff on Google with hardly any luck at all.
Wow.
So just kind of, I mean, we didn't do, you know, a huge monthly budget on there just because we had things other places. But
well, it does require a lot of maintenance and a lot of attention, you know. And I could definitely appreciate you saying, hey, that you tried to do something like that, because then it kind of adds the value and understanding of what we're doing here.
Right.
You know, we're a Google partner, so the things that we push through to Google, they kind of get extra attention. Google knows it has to do with their money. Pretty much the Google partners make about 85% of Google's income just from the business owners that are being hosted on that first page. The whole point of the partner program is because people were having experiences like you're explaining to me now. There's a lot of people, actually, and they would just stop using it altogether. And it's kind of bad for both sides when something like that happens, because they lose you as a client and you lose out on a lot of opportunities that are out there by notch.
Everybody goes to Google as soon as they want to look at something. But like I said, I mean, we still get 3 or 4 calls a day from these spam Google people trying to verify you, and you don't. And that was my question to Google. I said, can you just send me directly to who y'all can assure that's going to verify me? Not all these secondary accounts and, you know, just random people that call you 6 times a day that leave you the same voicemail. I was like, I'm not talking to them. Like, clearly that's not a legitimate business.
Right.
So.
Yeah, they don't, I mean, at the Google headquarters, they really just focus on product development. People don't understand Google. They own YouTube and they make Google Glasses, and they own Android, and they have the Google Pixel phone, and they're just constantly, like, developing, actually, there, if you ever visit one. The actual marketing and customer service aspect of it is going to go through the Google Partners program. So I just texted you, like, a link to this site. It's the Partners Directory. So it's literally called googlepartners.com, and it has, like, all our certifications on what you're doing. So if you're looking for somebody to help you with your Google advertising or online marketing, that's where you'd find them. They would have to have that certification, or they don't have any relationship with Google directly. And you're going to need that if you're going to actually get up there and make some money from it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I'll send you the pricing page right now. The pricing page also has our badge and credentials attached to it. I can send you a link to our reviews. We've been in business since 2004. Google was founded in 96. So, you know, we're only about 8 years older than them. They weren't actually having paid advertisement until that point. Started out as SEO and kind of branched into Google pay-per-click, and now they have Google Guarantee programs. Okay, here comes the pricing page. We were originally calling you about a Google Places placement. Those are the guys that show up there next to the map on Google. You ever see those three guys? Okay. So these ones are great because you don't pay per click. You don't pay per lead. It's just one flat monthly rate. We maintain the listing for up to 15 keywords, and we cover you for up to a 30-mile radius from your street address that was PIN verified. All the customers call you directly, so you don't have to deal with any, like, random bills popping up or leads going to 3 or 4 other guys. And I only mention that because I see you're on Home Advisor at the moment. I know those guys.
Yes, and I've not had. They're a whole other issue to be dealt with.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the largest purchasers of Google advertising in the United States, actually. They pay Google, I think it was almost like $16 million per month. It's a lot. They cover the whole United States, and they do all kinds of ads and stuff. But how they make their money is they resell the leads, right? So somebody fills out a form in your area inquiring for services. Obviously, they'll start out doing a Google search, and then they'll go down and fill that out. That's red flag number one. I mean, usually somebody that's trying to get something done, you know us Americans, we want instant gratification. They're not usually filling out a form unless they're looking for somebody to give them the cheapest rate. But they go down, they click on that, and they'll take their information and they'll dispatch it to you via like text message, and then it'll go to like three or four other businesses on their list. And the hiccup that I have with it and the Federal Trade Commission has with them, they've actually gotten sued recently, is that, you know, they charge you for these leads even if you don't get them. And that's kind of the hiccup. And a lot of these leads, it's like a dead phone number. Person was unresponsive. The person didn't set an appointment. You got out there. It wasn't even qualified or legitimate, and, you know, so...
That's the issues that I've had. I mean, I've had three callbacks on people that, I mean, we signed up for, you know, this little whatever Monday promotion deal they had that was like, you pay $700, you get $1,000 worth of leads. Well, I've spent my $1,000 worth of leads and had zero actual people either. So the only call that I actually got into somebody that was looking for it, I was 20 minutes behind, and I answered my phone from Home Advisory as soon as it came through, and there was already three bids in on it before I got to it. And I called them, and I was like, you know, I understand that, like, I said, I know you don't care, but this can be sales point for you too down the road. But I was like, you know, if all these leads are supposed to come out at the same time, I said, how am I 20 minutes behind when there's been three other companies that has time to call this customer, set up a meeting, and set up a time and all this stuff to meet with this person, hear about the job. I said, that's a 5-minute phone call easily a piece.
So, right.
Know, and this dude was chatty. So, like, I spent 10 minutes on the phone with him just for him to tell me, well, you can come out and quote, but, I mean, I've already got one guy on the way and two other that are going to come out this afternoon. I was like, well, we are all supposed to get these calls around the same time. I was like, I should not be this far behind these people. And then, you know, of course, I actually called customer service and was talking to them about it. And, you know, they were just kind of like, they had all these, you know, pre-made answers for my questions, and I finally just got upset with them and just hung up the phone, and I've got a little bit more on my credit with them, and I'm going to keep my membership with them.
Yeah, I mean, I would squeeze what you can out of it, but I'm going to send you this FTC article. By the way, I just pulled up your business website. You got a beautiful family, brother.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. No problem. I was thinking about that too. I got two myself, but they're little boys. They're 5 and 2 right now. So,
we got our one. She'll be one tomorrow, and we got our birthday party Saturday. So that's what our whole week has been.
Oh, that's gonna be
around
fun.
Getting ready for her first birthday party.
First birthdays are big ones. You don't forget those ones.
Yes.
Yeah. I did the Chuck E. Cheese thing in April. The first one, I did a big old park and got a jumper and all this stuff. And he had a good time. All his cousins came out and stuff. But, man, I had to clean up the park afterwards. I was like, I'm not doing that. I went to Chuck E. Cheese. Let them deal with it. Here's the tip.
we usually, my wife's a party planner. So, I mean,
oh, there you go.
We've got some land, and she loves people coming out, and one of our neighbors actually bought, like, it runs off of 3 below. It's just a huge monstrosity of a bounce house. We just drag it back and forth to everybody's houses for birthday parties. It's like, man, he's
awesome.
Like, cause I think he paid like $1,000 for it. Right? Like, we give him $50 when he brings it over. He's like, man, this thing's been paid 4 or 5 times. People don't have to pay me anymore for it.
Nice.
I mean, like I said, but it's, that's what I told her.
Those guys actually do pretty well. those bounce house rental companies. I had a guy who invested like 15 grand in a couple of them, and he rents them for like $400 to $600 each, and he's always got them out on the weekends. He's like, I made my money back 10 times over just running these things around.
My buddy's got some smaller ones he does for like, they're, I don't know, they're different things. They're nothing like we have big parties. These are like little backyard deals, and he's like, man, he's like, this money is, I mean, he has a great job working for the power company, he's like, but this money is fun too. Like, it almost makes me want to quit my business, like, quit my job, because I'm going to pay for a $6 rental.
Yeah. So, and it's convenient too. You're always dealing with happy people, and yeah, you're always at a good time. So, definitely. Yeah. I sent you this link though because I've run into a few people with your situation, where you know, it's like $700 or X amount of money for $1,000 of leads, or they have you pay like $300-$400, and then they charge you for every lead. I've heard a lot of crazy stories, and there's a tab at the top of that where you can like report it. It says report fraud, and it's on the Federal Trade Commission. And I noticed like a lot of my guys, when they call them directly, they don't really get a lot back, from them. It's just kind of,
I mean,
they give you the runaround pretty much.
Yeah. That's what the last, I mean, the original lady that's not, I dealt with in the lawn care and just ended up getting a huge contract right before I signed a contract with them. I got like a big business in our area that had multiple locations. So I was like, all right, you know, I'm cleared up on needing a little what I needed in my schedule, but they still called me at least 3 times a week trying to get me to sign up. And then and it's different in this industry. Like, I had a buddy that used them 4 or 5 years ago and had nothing but great things to say about us. He's like, you know, everything I, but now there's, it's just like lawn care in our area. Now everybody's got a skid steer, everybody's got a mini X, everybody's running around doing, you know, trying to do this business that some of us have been preparing for years. I mean, I had a tractor and slowly inched my way into this kind of industry, but now anybody can just run down to the local dealer and pick up, you know, a zero interest piece of equipment and run around making money doing this. There's a lot of competition, but, you know, I guess you need people like y'all that'll get you up on top of Google and
get you guys in that conversation. Yeah, no, we'll get you in that conversation. I mean, your only real competitor for like the excavation would be like Hereford and Son. I don't know if you heard of them, and then Tri-County Land Services.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll level the playing field. We're gonna have to build up your reviews. The verification that we do is a little more advanced. I can have you actually take a look at this form here. What's your business email address?
LegacyLandSolutions@yahoo.com.
You won't have to do any three-way calls with Google or anything, though. We handle all that on your behalf, so you just gotta deal with the clients. All right, so let me jump in here. And this is pictures needed for Google Advanced Verification. Yeah, they've been getting more and more stiff about the verification process. Especially over the last like 3 months. They're asking for all kinds of stuff for advanced verification when you have first page placement. So they like make sure now, you know, before it was like you could just pay to advertise, and they're like, yeah, if you want to advertise, just pay for it. You're good. Now it's like they'll full on deny you. They don't even care if you're just trying to pay for it. It's they want you to have like license and insurance if it's required by your state. And they want photos of your tools and your work vehicle with your license plate. And they want a business card, and they want a business registration. They want your invoice. They want a picture of your workplace. You know, it's like they ask you for like 7 different things, and they'll like verify that way before they actually give you that badge. That gives the customers ultimately peace of mind, though, lets them know. So I think something happened. There was some kind of major fallout somewhere. We haven't really gotten details of it, but something happened somewhere that led them to be like, okay, we need to further vet people before we're recommending them as top in their company, regardless of if they're just willing to pay for the advertisement. So
I can see that. I mean, there's a lot of, I hate the word fly by night. There's a lot of people that I mean, exactly. I wouldn't get a job for a customer that he paid the job up front, and the people came out and did like a quarter of it and just left. And he's like, he didn't have a business name. You know, he just told me his name and a business card. I was like, well, that first, you know, I was like, just having a business card is kind of like, all right, I'm at least legitimate in trying to get my name out there. I mean, some people don't, you know, care to do that also, but that's just kind of like step one of running any kind of business, having a business card.
Yeah, Google's really, really concerned about this. I mean, because Google advertising has been the best way for a service-based business to market for the last 15 years. We've been the number one option, you know? And then now it's like, if you get guys like that and it keeps happening, you know, people aren't going to really see Google as a good place to find things, or not really a trusted place to find things, and maybe they'll stop using it altogether. So we take a direct shot, even though it's not us that's doing it. If the guys that we're putting up there, you know, bad people, or you find out a lot of bad experiences start to pile up, it's a real issue. So they're just kind of buckling down on that, because that's really how they cemented themselves as the number one search engine. You know, Yahoo's basically not existent, Bing only accounts for like 8% of searches that happen on the internet altogether. So it's like everyone's using Google because they know if I go to Google and I type something in, I'm going to get what I'm looking for right away. And usually you could trust those contractors that are being recommended to you if you're looking for a service. But, you know, we have to thoroughly vet you guys. We can't just, you know, before when I first started working here, it was like, okay, you want to do it? Okay, it's month to month. We'll put you up there. Go ahead. Yeah, now it's like you need to send me all these.
We're going to do what we got to do on our side as long as you pay us. Here you go.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not really what we're looking for anymore. Now they're like, hey, you know, make sure these guys have the proper documentation or don't sign them up, you know? So with that being said, I'm hoping before we go further that you have license, insurance, and everything fully legit.
Correct.
Okay, awesome. So if you go to your text messages, there is a link to our pricing page and give you a breakdown of it.
I will look at that. I'm driving down the road right now, so as soon as I get home, you can tell me whatever you want to. Like I said, when I get home, I'll look
at
it all.
Yeah, absolutely. So the major benefit to you right now is that we have a Google Places placement available. When you search online, like I said, whether it be for excavation or any of the services you provide, you're only going to get three verified options there next to the map. We have one listing open currently within our company, so we're actually going down the qualified candidates list that was provided to us. So my reps like Tara and them, they're kind of going out and one by one, basically, once I get off this one, they'll send me another one until we fill that listing. But the reason I hopped on the line mainly was actually to go over pricing. She requested a new in business credit, which she could have signed up herself, actually, but the new in business credit is a severely discounted pricing structure that we give for newer companies to kind of help get them into a profitable situation. We call it getting them into the green. So normally the pricing for like a platinum package bundle, for example, with all the other online marketing strategies, that one has like Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Facebook ads. I mean, you really wouldn't need any other forms of advertisement online for your business. That one's normally $599. What she asked me to do is to reduce that cost by 50% with that new in business credit. So you'd be looking at $299, or about $10 a day. And then it would be on a month by month basis. So, you know, we would evaluate you pretty thoroughly the first 2 months. And then after that, we kind of just give you the benefit of the doubt. But we also want you to evaluate us. In the clients and the volume you're getting, the quality of them. We try to be very specific on services that you're listed for, service area that you're covering. That way everything that comes through is qualified. But that's pretty much how it would go. And then after 2 months, everything's good, then you can opt into like a contract if you wanted to save yourself some money. We have like some bulk deals, things like that. But
so the $299 is only for the first 2 months?
No. So, I mean, you could leave it like that as long as you're with us, actually. So even though it's, you're not binded to a contract, we do send everything in writing that you would keep that pricing structure. If you come on board with us today, it'll stay $299 as long as you're with us.
And there's no additional sign-up fees of, you know, $1,000 up front or something?
No, that's it. $299 out the door, cover your full first month of service all the way up until September 10th. And at that time, it'll be reoccurring at $299.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, let me get home and just kind of look over everything. I should be home by. Running some quotes right now, but I kind of just let my wife look at it. And everybody. I've been looking for something in this genre of just paying somebody to kind of do everything instead of trying to. Do the little spots or Facebook ads ourselves, do little things here and there, but I mean, by the time we pay Facebook $100 per 2 weeks of a thing, and then over here paying.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. It's like Meta, we have a Meta certified technician in house. We have three of them actually, and they run all the ads, so they do like a biweekly posting on your Facebook. And about $100, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, $100 of that $299 would actually go directly into your Facebook ads. And then the rest of it would go towards the local listing. And then the popular directories are things that have a pre-existing relationship with Google. So we're actually able to submit you to those just on a relationship basis at no extra cost. But sometimes my customers do get clients from those platforms too, Yelp and Yellow Pages. Most of your calls will come from Google 9 times out of 10.
I was going to say, there's nothing. I mean, every now and then, if I'm looking at a restaurant, I'll see like a Yelp review, and I still don't. You got to download the stupid app to see half of that.
Yeah, I only use Yelp to look at like airliners and stuff, and I'm on vacation or to get like pictures of food if I'm going to like a restaurant I haven't been to before, you know. They're okay.
That's what I've used it for in the past, but like I said, I got a new phone. I was like, I'm not putting Yelp back on.
Yeah, that's pretty common. It's not really one of those apps you want to keep up there, taking up space. But you know, the major benefit to you, like I said, in this whole conversation is having the first page placement available. I mean, you see how hard it is just to get your verification and get your business to be existing online. You know, just for people to be able to look up Legacy Land Solutions. But now having the availability to put yourself on the first page, that's a whole other opportunity in its own. You know, if you're going to start a business, if you're going to build your website and do all these things, it's almost like a disservice to not have it in front of the customers at the moment they're searching, because these guys are going to do their research for all of 3 minutes before they start making phone calls.
When I'm looking for something, I give the first 5 or 6 a scroll, and then I make my decision and go from there.
Yeah, well, it's because, you know, those guys are more than likely legitimate. Like, they had to have had this type of phone call and get signed up and get themselves up there. They've been vetted. So usually, you know, you can blindly click on that first page, and you're going to get somebody quality to take care of you.
Correct. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what is the direct... I know that all just fall through. Is this 803 number a direct number, or do I need a direct number?
So I texted you from our company line. I actually sent you, the Google Advanced Verification form, too. That's what I was talking about earlier. I sent you the FTC link for if you want to report your experience with HomeAdvisor. I sent over the pricing page and our Google Partner Directory badge, so that way you know you're working with an actual Google partner. And then let me, I'll send you my direct extension here. That way you can get through straight to me. I know you got to talk to your other half. I know how that is. And then you guys are kind of juggling different kind of marketing things here. You're spending this, spending that. Two kids. That'll be interesting conversation.
Well, but, she was against home advisory from the beginning. And I was like, well, you know, we're going to, and, you know, for us, Facebook is, like, I mean, like I said, I did a thing on Google that was, like, a couple dollars a month. And, you know, you're paying for the clicks that's going to your website. But, like, we didn't get, I think out of 4 months of that, we got, like, two calls on, you know.
Yeah, Google Ads is something that really you want to have a Google partner do it, and you really want to have a good budget for it. There's that analytics system. It needs to be monitored in order to really drive success. You also have to monitor like what your competition is bidding per click, because if they're willing to pay more per click, they'll actually show up above you. And then also like the keywords, you know, if you have it in there and it's like targeting, they do what's called like a broad match. So just like you throw yourself in this industry, it's kind of like what HomeAdvisor does. They throw you in this industry and then you're getting found for all kinds of random things that you don't even do, you know, and then you're incurring like click costs for it. So, you know, they might be looking up like, I don't know, resloping or something that, maybe that's not a good example, but they might be looking up something that you're not, you don't do, and you're still being like advertised to them and getting clicked on. So if it's not done right, you kind of end up spending money on things that don't turn into anything. And then same thing with Google Guarantee when you're paying per lead, or things like HomeAdvisor where you're paying per lead. If it's not customized properly, kind of can result in a bleed and lack of success. So you really want to get into that analytics system, see what people are searching the most, but also focus on what this business owner is telling me he does and doesn't do. That way we know that marketing dollar is only going towards potential opportunity, maximizing the exposure in the right places. So yeah, it's it's a job. It's not like something that you just kind of set it and forget it. Otherwise it just kind of goes down and then you're not even spending money on it. You're not showing either. You're just back to square one. You're not even getting the opportunities. Or you can have it the other way around. You're showing up all the time, but you're overbidding, spending a bunch of money on nothing. So
it's definitely, like I said, I'm not techy, but like when we first started this and I had a lot of downtime coming into this business, I was like, I'm going to figure out how to like Google verify myself, how to like get in here and do what these marketing companies are doing. I was like, because I'm like a big YouTuber, so like I YouTube everything, and like I started going through like trying to figure out, I was like, how do I, you know, market, and like there really wasn't much I could find on like how to do what y'all are doing. And I was like,
back in like 2010, you could really do that. Like 2010, 2012, you could Google and YouTube and you could find ways to do like SEO marketing and get up there, you know? The problem is like the top ranking SEOs are in your area for what you do is like Yelp and Angie's List. They have Angie's List is HomeAdvisor. So they have the top organic spots, and they have a Google partner that's doing SEO with them. And all these Google partners have an algorithm update. There's two different ones, like Penguin and Shark, and they happen each bi-weekly, but, you know, it's every other week, really. Like, one's Penguin, one's Shark, one's Penguin, one's Shark. And if you're not getting those updates and doing them to the listings, then you're not on the first page anymore. So that's how you know, like, the people who are on the first page are working with a Google partner, because the only way they're going to maintain that spot is if they get that those algorithm updates and implement them, right? So for us, every account that we have, there's these automations that we get, and basically they're like automated updates. When they happen, it happens for our clients in real time, and so they're staying up there. You know, and Google's keeping them up there and giving us those updates because of our partnership. They're getting paid from that. So that's really just supporting somebody that's a paying client on that first page. Does that make sense? Oh, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. You cut out pretty bad.
Sorry, I don't know why. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. So probably out. I definitely understand that, because like I said, all the research and trying I did, because I told my wife, I think I can figure out, and she spent, you know, she's pretty smart and pretty handy, and she's good at our website and stuff, and she's like, I think we can figure this out. And I was like, all right, spend some time doing it. Like, you know, just do whatever you want to do with it. And after a couple of weeks, she was like, I don't see how it's done. I was like, I'm telling you, like, you just have to pay these people to do this kind of thing.
I
was like,
if you pay Google, it gets done. It gets done. But doing an ad yourself is like, you're paying Google, but it's killing you, you know. And then another benefit to like the Google partners is we can monitor your reviews. Like the only reviews you guys have are like from 2 years ago, it looks like. Oh no, this isn't.
Yeah, that's something you. I guess I need to.
Is it? Oh yeah, no, this is you. Yeah, your the only reviews you have are like from two years ago, and they're one of them is like a 1 star, and the other one's a 5 star. So it has your rating at like 3 stars on your Google Business profile, and it's like that's so new.
That one star is somebody we did, like we tried to reach out to her because like we didn't even get anything from her. There was we had Live Oaks, and that was from Live Oaks Lawn Care. The bad thing about that review is that was from them. That was from our existing old business. And she reached out to a Live Oaks Landscaping, which was in like another, almost 2 hours away from us.
Mm.
And that's like where the whole thing, and I was like, you know, you need to take this review off of our website because like it's turning our website for something we didn't use up there, so it's going to stay.
Yeah, and it literally says, like, did not cut my grass, so I can't give rating for work not done. And the thing is, when you work with us, or like a Google partner in general, we have review monitoring, and all reviews are verified. So if it's not an actual customer, then they can't, their reviews don't stick. You know what I mean? So our guys end up having super positive reputations. So not only are they being touted as, like, the best guy in the area, but the review monitoring is keeping there are good reviews there, at least verified reviews. If you actually do like a horrible job and they post a bunch of photos of a horrible job that you did and, you know, you actually did the work and it was bad, then that's another story. But something like that, that would not stick at all. You'd have like, I mean, if you would have started doing Google like advertise or Google Places placement 2 years ago, you'd probably have like 100 reviews and they would all be 5 star. Your company would be in a whole different tax bracket, you know? I mean, it's definitely something that, I tell people all the time. I'm like, if you don't have it, I don't understand. I really don't understand how businesses survive without it. I have no idea how you've brought up your family and like your next door neighbor can't find you. I'm like confused, I see Home Advisor and stuff, but I know you're busting your tail to like get these jobs, you know?
You're going in and out right now.
Sorry. No, I was just saying, like, I know you're busting your tail, obviously, in order to continue to land jobs. But it can't be an easy process when you're hard to locate, you know?
Yeah, I mean, most of our stuff comes off of, like, Facebook people. Like, we have a good network of people that share our posts from our actual...
That's just so wild to me because, like, so many people that I work with, like, they have Facebook ads, too, and they do get clients from Facebook, don't get me wrong, but that only makes up, like, 10 to 15% of what they get. You know what I mean? So it's like, it can't keep you too busy.
Yeah, no, I mean, we definitely want more work. I mean, in this industry where I'm at with just me being myself, which, I mean, I had a decent-sized lawn care business, and I don't want to go back that route again. I mean, I would not have in really what I want for this business is one employee and a secondary driver, like a CDL driver on staff that's like a part-time guy. My dream, just so I don't have to get a CDL, that I can just ship my equipment back and forth places and show up and work. Run equipment in the meantime of all that, but
Southern California. One of my best friends, and they live in like Orange County. It's like a real, real wealthy area. But people go, oh man, this guy has all this money. Got a really nice house. And what is he doing? I go, he does landscaping. And they go, what? No way. He has, but he has like whole backyard designs. Like they have all kinds of machines. You know what I mean? But his landscaping company, they make tons and tons of money. They'll come in there and, you know, they'll remodel a whole backyard. It's like $100,000, $200,000. They'll put in the kitchen. They do a little bit of construction onto it, too. It's basically like hardscaping, and then they'll, like, redesign. Right. They'll dig out pools and all kinds of stuff. But he started out with just a couple machines and him. He actually started out... with like 4 guys that he was hiring at Home Depot. What I mean? And they were solid workers, and he stuck with those guys, and it was like, okay, and they just started ripping bigger and bigger jobs. And and grew through together, and now it's a huge company out here. But all of it stemmed from just marketing and a couple of guys, you know, and then just the opportunity started flowing in. And it's crazy because he looks so much bigger online than what he was when he started, having all that credibility and the reviews in there. It allowed him to land larger jobs because people just saw it as a lot bigger company than what it was at the time, but they knew what they were doing. Yeah. So, you know, they landed those bigger opportunities, and he grew it until it was like, it was really like a fake it till you make it scenario. And this guy is really well off. Yeah. I think he's got another baby.
As long as you know what you're doing and you're giving the customers what they need, I mean, as long as your presence looks like you're doing online, I mean, that's half of everybody, you know, fake it till you make it thing. I mean,
no,
the process is right.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, especially when you do something like this, it's really who you are at the core is going to shine through. Like, if you're a good person and you're taking care of people, you're under a magnifying glass now. So, you know, that just gets bigger. If you're a bad person and you're doing people dirty, you're under a magnifying glass now. So, you know, when you put yourself up there.
It's going to come out.
Yeah, it's always going to come out. And so something like that little review is definitely something that we can remove, or even start a Google business profile, another one altogether, start generating new reviews, get the reputation back to a 5-star. There was a guy, Goldman's Clearing in Site Prep. I think he did it for like a month. And then he's saying like, oh, he got a different address. And he's talking about like PIN verifying outside of this address over again. So he's not even a local guy anymore, but just in a month, you know, he had, you know, 10 jobs come in and 3 reviews generated. It is summertime, the peak time of the year, but you know, if we put Legacy Land Solutions up there, you know, I don't see how it'd be any different for you guys. And we still got like 2 peak months pretty much. Things don't really start to get past that, or over that hump, I should say, until, you know, like October, mid-October, end of October.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what I want to generate right now, is just a couple of jobs throughout the winter time. I mean, that's just the hardest, you know. You still got to pay on this equipment and stuff like that. I mean, you still get a little bit of work, but just generating a little bit more through the slower seasons is really the important thing for us at the current moment.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get the go-ahead from your wife, I'm telling you, I mean, it's a write-off for you guys, so you'll get it back that way. And then the kind of work that you do, like excavation job, if we get a couple of those in, I mean, it'll pay for the whole year, you know, and a short amount of time, then you're not really worried about affording it or when your next client's going to come in. You can just focus on knocking them out. And then even the slow time of the year, it's going to be better to have yourself up there. Last thing you want to do is be at the slow time of the year and then you're not being found too, you know, then it makes it double slow, you know.
Oh, yeah,
like a snail's pace. And then
that's when we kicked off, you know, when we really kicked off last year was like a month left of summertime, and we were just in the midst of switching everything over. And I mean, we were okay because we'd sold off all of our business, and we sold all of our contracts, all of our equipment, and stuff like that. So I mean, we had a cushion to sit on. Mm-hmm. It was still like, I went from working 5-6 days a week to working 1 day, 2 days a month. And I was like, I am going crazy sitting in this. Like, I'm not this 7 day a week for 2 years kind of guy, but like, I want to work 3-4 days a week.
I hate that too. I feel like every time I take days off, I'm going backwards because it's like you're spending money, you're not making money. So you're just setting yourself back every day you don't go in. I'm like, it stops me from spending money. I pack a lunch, come to work, go home, you know, leave the wife and kids with it. But
definitely. Well, let me get called over to her. I'm gonna probably just forward her everything so she can look at it while I'm out running these quotes.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll give you, I mean, like I said, I'm on board if she's on board, because I've been looking for something like this and I just haven't found anybody local that fits our needs of what we've been trying to do.
Hey, we're not local, by the way. We're
I know that.
Southern California. Yeah, we're right next to the Google headquarters, though. If you look us up, Google's right behind us. Like, yeah, but we're legit.
I just meant like our local searches we were looking around trying to find somebody just in our area. I guess that's how everybody tries to be, but like I said, we just never found a suitable match for what we were, you know,
Yeah, you guys needed that Google Partner Directory. That's what it was. No, some people don't even know the Google Partners exist, though, too, especially when you're just starting out. So until you have a conversation like this, it's like you guys are in the blind. But, yeah, I mean, definitely get in touch with the other half. You know, I want to make sure everybody's on the same page. I'm not trying to have you sleeping on the couch or anything. I've been there. And we'll get you guys full transparency. There's a tracking system that's cool, and there'll still be a lot of stuff for her to do. Keep her in tune with, you know, she'll get step-by-step updates on what we're doing, but there's a tracking system that comes in the form of an app where you can track all the clients, and you have, like, recordings of the calls as they come through. So that way you can actually verify the jobs that you've landed from what we're doing. And that'll keep her. Yeah, if you're missing opportunities, then your other half can get in there and make sure, like, pull the number, you know, see what they were looking for, get back to them, and line up bids for you, and then, you know, you can do the legwork.
Well, that sounds like a plan to me. Like I said, I'm going to get some fuel, give her a call on the way to this other one, and hopefully give you all a call back here shortly.
Sounds good. I look forward to hearing from you. I sent you all the information. If you guys have any other questions or if she wants some more information or anything like that, you can always text me there, too, and I could send it over to you.
Perfect, man. Thank you so much, John.
Yes, sir. You have a good day. Good luck on those bids.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.